All right, let's head out to Oxnard, where we have Mickey Spagnola, brought to you by your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Mickey, how are we doing today, man?
Oh, it's a great morning here in Oxnard, California.
Nice. Are you taking part in Tank Top Tuesday? Are you all ready to rock today?
Seeing that I didn't have any video, I took my tank top off.
Okay.
Oh.
All right. Well, so you did have it on at some point.
No, I wrote it. It was over my shirt when I rode in so people can see me.
No shirt noon. That's when you, no shirt noon, Mickey. You don't forget about that. That's when you take the shirt off completely. Hey, is Shoddy going to have like a presser today? Do you think that that's going to be something that he rolls out and does today before this thing?
It's scheduled for after the scrimmage.
All right. Okay. That's good to know. And now, is McVay going to talk too, or is that something? I don't know if that's something that happens there.
Yeah, I'm sure he's going to talk to his media.
Yeah. Okay.
He didn't want to talk to y'all. Anybody here wants to go listen to him, I'm sure he's not going to say, "No, you can't hear this."
Well, what is the what Bobby said this morning? He's expecting fights. He's expecting chippiness. I expect they want to get a lot of work done. But Schottenheimer's been very adamant that he likes competitiveness. What is the feeling about what the competitive nature is going to be like this afternoon?
Yeah, I'm sure they'll end up at some point be some pushing and shoving. What you don't want is what took place here, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 years ago when they had an all-out brawl that spilled over to the fence where the fans were, and the fans started throwing punches. I don't think they want that. It was pretty funny when that occurred out here, because they were practicing on both fields, and the Cowboys offense was on the house side field, not where the bleachers are. And I was standing over there watching, and they were practicing goal line against the Rams, right? And the thing erupted on the other side, and the Cowboys were at the line of scrimmage, lined up to snap the ball, and the entire Rams defense ran over to the other field.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, yes.
And Romo called the snap signals, and they ran into the end zone. There was one guy there, their linebacker, was on the field. He didn't go over there. And Romo ran in on a quarterback sneak and spiked the ball, right? And so we finally saw what was going on. We started running over there, and one of the Cowboys security guys was like, get back. And it's like, do you think I was going to run over there and get in a fight? Are you kidding me? It was an all-out brawl with people swinging their helmets, and it was pretty vicious. I don't think it'll come to that. They practiced against them last year, and it was fine. And the other thing that they have tried to diffuse some of that, and I'm assuming they stayed, the NFL officials were here yesterday. And so I think they're here to at least administer some sort of decorum here while they're practicing. So I think that helps too. I don't know they can fine anybody for fighting in a scrimmage, but at least the officials are here. I can tell you right now, and I was always wondering about this, Micah Parsons actually out here doing conditioning work, and I heard he's been doing this the last couple days too, by the way. So it's going to take him a couple weeks to get ready. We talked about it yesterday, right? But at least he's doing conditioning work. So for a guy that wants to be traded and doesn't want to be here, he's sure working hard to make sure he's in shape as best he can while he's not practicing.
Yeah, that's nice. That is nice to hear for whatever team he might play for. Mostly the Cowboys.
You think somebody else is monitoring that? Oh, okay, I can trade for him because he's working out. I'm not worried about paying him $40 million a year.
I'm glad, Mickey, you brought up Romo in that moment in a practice going for the touchdown, because my first memory of Romo was a game, I believe it was against the Raiders in the preseason. He's on the goal line. He walks down. I think Parcells was telling him to kill the clock and end the game, and Romo's like, no, I'm going for a quarterback sneak. I want a touchdown. I need to shine here just a little bit. It was like his rookie season.
I think it helped him make the team.
Yeah.
Because they were in hurry up, and they were motioning to spike the ball. And Romo didn't spike it. He went in for a touchdown. I'm sure Parcells was pulling his hair out, going, "Ah, oh, this kid," you know. But yeah, that did occur in that preseason game.
And that's where kind of like, is Dak going to get a lot of work in these preseason games? Are you feeling like he's going to step out onto the field, because getting ready for that first game is important now?
He'll get work today. And I think he'll get in like a full practice, because they're not going to be hitting the quarterback in the preseason game. Certainly not Saturday. And this scrimmage and Saturday's first, well, the preseason games will be big for Joe Milton. He's going to have to show some semblance of being able to run an offense. And the thing that he has to do, and Schottenheimer talked about it yesterday, and we've been seeing it, for 2 weeks, is he's got to get the ball out of his hands quicker. He holds on to it too long. What Schottenheimer says, when you do that, then you can't get it to your, I think he called it your access receiver, like you can dump it off, and if you wait too long to do that, then that guy ends up being covered. So we'll see if he gets out of this habit to pull the ball down all the time when his primary reads, first and second, aren't open. He's ready to run with the ball, and he's got to understand that at times you got to throw it away, and at other times you got to dump off to your escape receiver and take what you can get. So this will be a good test for him, but a bigger test on Saturday.
Mickey Spagnuolo, Cowboys insider, joining us here, talking all things Dallas Cowboys. They get ready for an inter-squad scrimmage with the Los Angeles Rams, and, of course, the game on Saturday. That being said, Mickey, stop me if you've heard this before, Mozzie Smith with an injury. What's the latest and greatest on him, and dare I say, is this the beginning of the end for 58?
I don't think you give up on a first-round draft choice that quickly. Now I haven't heard anybody talk about the injury yet, so we'll see where it's at. If he participates today, and how much he's able to do, or if they've got to hold him out. But I don't think you go ahead and make a decision like that so soon. You got to let it play out, and you normally, with a first-round pick, you're going to, give him the benefit of doubt at this point, and you're going to at least go through the preseason games and see how he's doing. He's had his moments. He's played well. He's had his other moments that not so much. So, plus, it's a position they don't have much depth in, so you can't overreact and say, okay, I'm done with him. Who else is going to be able to play that nose tackle position?
Linebacker-wise, who's a guy that you're like, considering that, look, with linebackers, we don't get to see, especially when they're just in shells and shorts, we don't get to see really a whole lot out of them. Who's a guy that kind of you got your eye on today as far as, who's acclimated well to this new scheme or is, might be a surprise day one starter?
Well, the good thing is Kenneth Murray was back in practice yesterday after missing, it was almost a week. He got back on Saturday, and I think they sort of eased him in. So it was good to see him on the field. I want to see how Jack Sanborn performs at the middle linebacker position. He's not the biggest guy. He's 6'2". They list him at 235, and they're kind of hoping for a Sean Lee type performance where you may not be the biggest guy or the strongest guy, but you got to be the smartest guy and be able to identify things as quickly as possible. And he has, he started games for Eberflus in Chicago, but he was never like the full-time starter that it appears that, he's going to be, or they want him to be here. So I'll be interested to see how he does against the run and somewhat today, but more so in the preseason game, because those guys on defense are going to have to play. They can't hold everybody back because they got to find out as much as they can about some of these guys on defense. And you know, if you look at the defense and what's happened so far, you don't have Micah Parsons out here. You don't have Trayvon Diggs out here. Deron Bland missed nearly an entire week when he went home for the birth of a child. And so, you know, Sam Williams is in pads for the first time in a year. So they're going to have to see, you know, exactly what this defense has. And it's kind of hard to analyze just where they're at defensively because they've played mixed and matched so many pieces that you really don't know yet. And it's not a good assessment of what maybe this defense can do. So I'm guessing that they're going to have to play these guys in the preseason to get this thing together. And then who knows, you know, when Diggs gets back on the field, when Parsons gets back on the field, it's gonna take some time here to get that defense going. So a lot of when they start the season, I think it's going to rest on this offense to be able to perform well until the defense maybe can catch up.
I'm pretty excited about, and I think we all are excited about what Clayton Adams brings to this offense. And when it comes to the run game and this offensive line, Fred and I had a pretty extensive talk about the offensive line yesterday. What kind of progress are you seeing with this group and where they're heading right now?
Well, again, you know, without Guyton there, so it's an experimental thing at left tackle. You know, between Nate Thomas and Awesome Richards. And I noticed yesterday while Thomas had been taking the majority of the snaps on the first team, they rotated it yesterday and Awesome Richards took a lot of the snaps with the first team. You know, then Tyler Smith has not practiced last couple days. He was at least out there in pads and a helmet. I must have done some individual drills, but he didn't do any team. So that meant, you know, your starting left tackle, your starting left guard weren't out there. And chances are, I don't know if he'll practice today. So the left side of your line is kind of under, you know, backups. They had Brock Hoffman at left guard. So we'll see what happens there. And then, you know, we're just assuming that Tyler Booker's just going to step on the field and be a Pro Bowler. And, you know, this is the NFL. I know he's an All-American and a first-round pick, but there's a little bit of adjustment there. So, to me, the key to the offense is going to be the offensive line, how quickly they can get that group going. As a matter of fact, that's exactly what I wrote about last night, that, you know, you can have all these talented players on offense, the quarterback, the wide receivers, the running backs, the tight ends, but if your offensive line doesn't perform well, that kind of neuters the skill players. So this is going to be interesting to see how this offensive line comes together. And it's imperative it does if this is going to be a high-powered offense that the skill people suggest can be done.
Mickey, thank you so much for your time today, good sir. We will get back with you tomorrow, man.
I'll be here. I'll let you know what took place.
Yes, sir. There he goes. Mickey Spagnola right here on 105.3 The Fan.